Well, everyone's looking forward to watching Winks return tomorrow at Randwick, and I'm sure Brad Davidson is as well. And there's been some big bets for Winks throughout the week. Good morning, Brad.
Yeah, morning, TK. Morning, Loz. Yeah, it's, I know you guys have spoken about it with Dave and Adam this morning, but yes, there has been, of course, $225,000 bet on Winks taken yesterday, and there's been a host of huge bets. Hoping they get a big crowd out there, guys. So you're thinking, you know, potentially 15,000-20,000 people. I'll be out there to watch the great mare Winks. I'm actually taking my partner out to the races for the first time. That's what she does for the race, Winks. So hopefully, hopefully she gets the job done. And I suppose the other things, the speed's up in the air a touch. But I read Chris Waller's report about his runners on social media just then, and suggesting that maybe Tom Melvin goes and takes it up. So we know he likes to race a bit keen at times. So maybe there might be a little bit of pressure after all, if he wants to roll along in front. But, looking forward to seeing Winks, and, hopefully win number 30 in a row.
The Kingstown Stakes?
Yeah, the winner there, Blue Point, of course, won the Kingstown back in Royal Ascot. He won the maiden sprint overnight in an absolute canner for Charlie Appleby there. Beat Bardiner, who, of course, we know a great deal about in Australia, but won by about six lengths. It was a very impressive win overnight. So I wonder if he's a horse that might come into contention for the Everest later on in the year. So we'll keep an eye on how that all pans out. But if you catch the replay, I think you'll be able to find it on social media under the Sky Racing banners there. But very impressive. One by six, and looks a very, very good horse.
Yeah, we're just watching it on Sky Racing 1 as well. That was Scott Everest's invitation written all over it. Someone will be popping an invite in the... and Charlie Appleby travels his horses so well.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? You know, you'd think Charlie would be looking at the Everest. I mean, it's a huge carrot there, and for a horse that's going so well. And I think it's fair to say, you know, we don't really have a dominant, you know, sprinter, do we, at the moment in Australia. You know, Santa Ana Lane might even be top pick, but then you've got Red Zell and... Red Zell, Santa Ana Lane are probably the two, but, you know, Trapeze Artist on his day as well. But there's no one that you go, wow, he's absolutely unbeatable. So it definitely opens up for these international horses, for the slot holders to look at international horses, but also for them to say, well, we can go to Australia and we're a huge chance of winning the Everest.
Awesome Pluck, odds on favourite on Sunday at Port Macquarie.
Yeah, $1.90 to $1.65, Awesome Pluck for that. Port Macquarie Country Championships qualifier there. So we're going to be extremely hard to beat for Jenny Graham. Of course, she's had plenty of luck in the Country Championships before with Victorum. But, we know that Awesome Pluck loves a wet track. I don't think you'll get that on Sunday. Sunday, I haven't had a good look at the weather up there, but I'm guessing in the middle of summer they might struggle to get the rain. But, he's been fantastic on good tracks. His past couple at Doomben and Eagle Farm, he's one by 3¾ lengths, and then come out in the Class 6 last time out, one by half a length. So he does look extremely hard to beat up there, and I suppose the punters think it's simply a matter of who's going to run second to him in that qualifier.
You got a best bet and a nice roughie for us?
I've got a couple at Randwick tomorrow. I found it hard to find a real big roughie, to be honest. So race 2, number 1, Nothing Like Harry, I made the best. I think he's 280 now. But, in the Tab Highway, he had no luck last start. Put a pen through that. It was just a forgive run. They went too slow. And he's a horse that likes to roll up on top of a strong speed. And he should be able to do that with Hugh Bowman aboard tomorrow. And he's run two back behind a subsequent winner. Was outstanding. And I just thought the best place bet was race 6, number 7, Egg Tart, at around that sort of 360 mark. The place obviously takes on Winks in the Apollo. But I thought that was a good bet to run top three. She's had no luck at all. Her first up runs last two preparations. She should have beat Tom Melbourne first up last prep in the tramway. Just ran into traffic jam after traffic jam and should have won the race comfortably. So I think she goes really well for us. She flies under the radar here, and I know that the speed's a bit up in the air, but small field, I expect her to be running a really cheeky race here. And I think even $11 in the Winks out's worth a cheeky little bet as well. But I think the main play there, $3.60 for her to run top three in the Apollo Stakes.
There you go. Worked on the course proper at Randwick last Saturday morning with Winks there. Race 6, number 7, Egg Tart, the place at 360. And the course, the Tab Highway, is Brad's best bet. Good punting, Brad.
Thanks, guys. We'll be on Sky Thoroughbred Central with all the late mail for Canterbury tonight as well. So tune in there.